Okay, Andorra Myrie. Okay, Mrs. Myrie, I want to thank you for agreeing to participate with us in this project. This will surely benefit the community now and in the future. The goal of the questionnaire is to produce a detailed and coherent narrative of your personal life story. We encourage you to say as much or as little as you want to. There's no question that is too long. There's no answer that is too long for us, that's for sure. We realize that you have signed the consent form. However, we want to let you know that you can feel free to let us know if there's any particular thing that you have mentioned during the interview that you would like to keep out of, you know, this work that we're doing. As you know, the work that we're doing will be for educational, exhibition, or presentation materials, you know, which will be based on your interview as well as the rest of the interviews we've done. So let's start with the first question. Okay, Star, tell me a little bit about your place of birth and what was going on there as you were growing up. Where were you born?
I was born in Colorado, Republic of Panama.
And
in the year 1916, August 30th.
And how was life there as a kid? What do you remember?
It was good. Mm-hmm. My parents was born on the island of Jamaica. Mm-hmm. They came here as Tots. I grew up in Colón for about 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. So it took my... I came over to Panama and get to where my educational studies in the Republic of Panama. Under West Indian teachers, because in Panama it was most Spaniard in the Republic, most Spanish schools, very few English speaking, you know, schools. So I went to one of those private teachers. And I came up in the entire zone related for too many years. My parents were colored workers, but my father was a deccan. On the canal. That ship to the canal. My mother was a medium, worker. It was very stressful for the parents at that day because it was just 25 cents an hour for men and $2 a day for a woman, house for general housework. But I grew up here at the age of 18. I was out of school. I started professionally dressmaking. Mm-hmm. Just making them sure. I did a lot of voluntary work at the Carol Zone. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did you do?
Summer vacation, international Girl Scouts. Summer vacation, that was something that the American government did. The children, because all the children of the world, their parents and their parents were kind of the diggers and so on. So the children of summer school, 3 months vacation, that is going on. But there were children for the children.
Okay.
After that, entered the International Girl Scouts. Training for work. 8 and 9 years in the parish of Paraiso, Rectal, Gamboa. Pedro Miguel. Uh-huh. If it wasn't much buses and roads, I think it would prefer had a thing named Tron car, which could be an electric car that is to run from La Boca to Santana Cathedral. At 5 cents, a person who could have his own drive or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It would be 5 cents for a person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. That's the tram car, huh?
Tram car, yes.
Tell me about your childhood a little bit more. What were your fondest memories? Who were your friends?
Who was my friend? Mm-hmm. Oh, so many have gone already. I kind of don't know. I was a Episcopalian, born in church, you know?
Okay. What did you play? What kind of games did you play as a young child?
Games? I was more on a hard sewing and like that.
From what age did you start sewing?
Sewing from 18, 19. Mm-hmm.
And before that, what did you do?
In school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But after I get to the age of 18, you graduate from school, mm-hmm. eighth grade, you want either go to work or go to church charity or something like that, you know. The parents can allow it. Mm-hmm. They send you into the Republic so that a little more in the Republic.
Where did your friends live?
In Paraíso, Paraíso, all those old towns. Paraíso, Rectown, but I grew up mostly in La Boca. I grew up mostly in La Boca. I was paid 22. Sent down the street, La Boca. My mother lived here for many, many years, and that's where I'm going to live.
Of the friendships you had growing up in La Boca, how many have you maintained?
All. That is what I'm going to call. And my mother is one. That is still a room. That is one of them gone home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have a mother of two boy children, two sons.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, now I'm going to ask you a little bit about your parents and grandparents, and for that I will turn on the video camera, okay?
Grandparents?
Yes. Well, no, grandparents. Parents and grandparents. Anything you remember, if at all. Tell me about your parents and your grandparents. What were they like? Where were they from? And how did they come to Panama?
My parents came to Panama at very early age. Well, construction of the canal was going on.
Where did they come from?
Jamaica.
Where in Jamaica, do you know?
Mm-hmm. Where? St. Thomas.
Both of your parents came from St. Thomas?
No. One from St. Thomas and one from Barbados.
The one is from Barbados. Okay. And what do you remember what year they came? You know?
started somewhere. I got here at the early age, 9, 10 years old. Mm-hmm.
What did they do once they got to Panama?
Finish up the schooling because there wasn't much Spanish at the time, but mostly Spanish. And they live in the Colibas, you know, they live across Padan waters. And still the city, there's a kind of zone town where a lot of the people were retired from the to rent somewhere, to Paralisa somewhere, to Tarzambo. Then, you know, start the second generation. But my children, cheap.
Who were your parents' and grandparents' friends?
Yes, friends. As I told you before, the most of them got home. Mm-hmm.
Were they people from Jamaica and Barbados?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah. Do you remember people coming over to the house to,
oh,
to
yes.
visit? And what was that like? What kind of things did they talk about?
Well, the difference between the two countries, the life of living, the costumes, what they dress, what they eat, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Like what? Give me an example. Like what they eat. How? What would they say about that?
The Jamaicans, they like a theater fish. The Barbadian love cuckoo and fish.
In America. Okay, breaking the nail.
And the clothes was long dresses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the lace and big white dresses.
Mm. Was that both in Jamaica and Barbados?
But the woman dressed like there was a dressing as they had, you know, of make it was nice with the attire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
going to
ask you another question. What was school like? Who were your teachers? Do you remember any favorite teachers growing up? Mm-hmm. Were your teachers, I guess they were all English-speaking. Tell me a little bit about that.
Stan Lancy Lawrence and John Thomas, English-speaking teachers. Thomas, Lancy Gordon Jones.
What do you remember about them? What was special about them?
English. Mm-hmm. It was from the West Indies.
And what? How would you characterize them? Describe them to me.
Oh, life was very good, very cheap, very forward, upright. Teach you about honesty, etc.
Give me an example. Do you have any anecdotes from one of their classes? Something that may have happened that you always remember?
Mm-hmm. In my own life, is about one a song drumming in Gambo. At the age of 10 years, 10 months, and 13 days in Gambo. Because there was no school for the colored children, just only the white school on food. But the colored children had the don't food and the school growing. That's the one thing I did always remember. His name was Guillermo Alfredo Mari.
Wow, and that was at the school, outside of the school.
Oh, outside the school, yes. Trying to
at the lake?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was because if the schools had colored school, I don't pool.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not filming anymore for now. I'm going to leave that on. Okay. How would you classify yourself in terms of identity, meaning cultural identity, ethnic identity, national identity? How would you?
Mediocre.
Medium between what? What do you think? Your combination of different identities?
Mm-hmm.
Which identities would those be?
I try to be honest, cheerful, loyal.
And what about your cultural background? What would you say is your cultural background?
My cultural background is of growth, hope, promise, to do your best. Of all times.
Mm-hmm. And what country would you identify most as your country, the country that you are from?
Panama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How do you feel your West Indian background?
Very good.
How does that form a part of your life?
Very good.
How? What are the things you do that are very specifically West Indian and different from maybe other things in Panama?
Honesty, loyalty, honesty, you know, kind, gentle, helpful, cheerful.
Finally, what kind of cultural behaviors do you associate with being West Indian? If someone says, oh, West Indian is like this, what would you say that would be?
Those are sexual, loyal, truthful, just, honest, helpful. That's just what that would be.
And
what do you have taught?
Taught by whom?
By her parents. Our parents.
And
then we grew up with it.
And teachers also?
And the pastors or children.
What role do you think the church religion plays in West Indian life in Panama?
I'm not easy to figure. Everything God is the holidays. You know, we have school and super certain the spiritual faith was in Panama and was also in the Canal Zone. Those on the Canal Zone were white bishops. You know, American bishop. And then it changed over to the Panamanian bishop.
Okay.
Our first Panamanian bishop was Latin B. Shirley. Shirley was our first Panamanian bishop.
Of the Episcopal Church?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a little bit more about your family. You started telling me a little bit before, but let's see if you can tell me more again. Are you married?
Yes.
Who is your husband?
I was married at about 25, 26 years old. 1943.
Who were you married to? What was his name?
William Madden.
Is he alive today?
Yeah. Oh, alive together for 4 years and 10 months.
How did you meet your husband?
Here. He came from Jamaica, was come here, and then we met right here, and got married right here. And we were the sister of our faith. I have 3 children.
And where exactly did you meet your husband here in Panama? What were you doing? When did you meet him in church? Did you meet, yeah?
Church, Marshall Church.
Okay. Now, what about your children? How many children did you have with Mr. Myrie?
Three boys.
What can you tell me about them?
Three boys. I mean, one deceased, I had done two, had three children each in the United States Kingdom.
Could they visit you, then?
Yes, that's the spot. Yes. His youngest one, he left when I met that man, was his youngest one.
What was their childhood like? Where did your sons grow up in? What neighborhood did they grow up in? What kind of things did they? Where in the canal zone? And how was their school education different from yours?
Very good.
Yeah.
Where did they get two languages? I don't get one.
Where did they go to school to get two languages?
Canazon, in English, in Panama, Spanish.
So, first they went in English and then in Spanish? What school did they go to in English and what school did they go to in Spanish?
In English, Canazon, for first age, Paris. So, I school at the head of Canazon, and I'll have a graduate.
So for high school, they went in Spanish. Do you remember what school they went?
No, Spanish school was trade. Spanish school was trade. Trade school.
Oficios. Do all of your children speak English and Spanish? And do their grandchildren speak English and Spanish?
No, the grandchildren are born in America. My grandchildren are born in America. Those that are born here go up there very Spanish. They're mostly and the Americans English, yeah? Because they go up there and we were very small.
Now for the next question, I'm going to turn back on the tape recorder. Have you ever heard of a lady called Louise Bennett? She's a Jamaican poet. What do you know about her?
I don't know anything about her program on the radio, etc.
Yeah?
I don't know anything about her.
But you heard her on the radio?
Yeah.
What did you hear her do, and what did she do on the radio?
She gave jokes in the morning.
You remember any jokes?
Mm-hmm.
What jokes do you remember? Do you remember any specific jokes you used to give?
A lot of it in broken language. In English, huh? But it was very amusing in the morning to listen to her. I enjoyed it.
What did they call Louise Bennett in Panama?
Same thing.
Yeah, and have you heard of the mighty Sparrow?
Sparrow, yes.
Yeah. What do you know about him? What do I
mean? Singing and dancing.
Do you like his music?
Yeah.
What about, why do you like his music?
Because I was young and in that land. I was young and too short at that.
Yeah. What kind of music does he sing when you were young?
I can't remember. Any of the song, well, love, I don't. remember. And now the songs, right songs, they're connected. I don't remember any.
Okay, let's stop the video for now. Now, what is your view of reggaeton music, the Spanish reggae you hear today on the radio?
Spanish. I don't play more Spanish program than in anything else. I was just fooling with the Spanish right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the Spanish reggae?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you like it?
Just the activities, the dancing and the music and the expression and the singing and the music, you know, Spanish music.
Mm-hmm. You know the reggaeton specifically, the one they talk about now a lot?
Oh.
Reggaeton, have you heard of that one?
No.
Oh, okay. Almost done.
Yeah, just maybe one about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
For the main and reggae. They about 2 weeks ago. They're very in yourself. You got shot.
Benjamin, no?
Benjamin,
yeah. What did you hear about that when that happened?
After now, I can't really tell what it is, what caused it, or nothing.
Yeah.
He was very good.
Mm-hmm. Why do you say that?
His music.
Mm-hmm.
The dancing and shaking, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. His entertainment was very good.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sit down and sit down and enjoy the singing and the dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have conversations about him with other people? And, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people were very shocked.
That's what comes over the TV and so on. But not that. Because I haven't read anything in any papers or anything. Just listening to the radio and the TV.
Another question here. What kind of music did you grow up hearing then? So was it different from the music you hear now?
Music. Not just the noise. Down with this noise. No, it is just noise. There'll be a drum. And, you know, you don't have any music but any notes. You know?
Right.
There's no music for the notes. They're just making a lot of noise. But to me, that's what it is now.
What were some of your favorite singers back in the day when you were growing up?
When I was growing up, my favorite singers. I've had a main and a first in a region.
Which ones do you remember?
Pain. Pain as ambassador.
What did he sing?
Music. Classic. Waltz and so on, you know.
Pain and ambassador?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I don't really know what it is right now. But we had a few.
What kind of music did the others sing?
Waltz, love song, you know,
Any? Do you remember the lyrics of any of the songs you liked?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
You want me to sing now?
Yes.
You're a stranger. If there ever was one. If there was one, it's you. Life without you is an incomplete dream. You are every dream that's come true.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you remember who sang that?
Huh?
Who sang that one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's nice. That's beautiful. One of the love songs, right?
Yes. Yeah. That was my favorite.
Well, you remember that? What was the name of that song?
You are my sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
If there ever was one. If there ever was one for you. A life without you would be incomplete dreams. You know?
Okay, cool. And what kind of music do you listen to now?
Reggae. Reggae. Because that's how they wrote those dogs, reggae. English and Spanish, same reggae.
That's true. That's all that's on the radio. That's all that's on the radio, right?
Yes.
Very true. Now, you know, songs have very nice words, and you just gave me some from your favorite. Are there any favorite sayings that you have, either sayings that you heard from your mother or that you said to your children or something like that? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. My favorite word is be good. Try to be good. Do the best you can with your son. Honesty is the best policy. You know, honesty is the best policy. Do unto others as you would like them to do unto you. That's the proper thing we to do ourselves, be honest. If you can't be good, if you can't be good, be perfect, be good. When they go through the door, you know, you can't be perfect, be good. Try.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You want more?
No, yeah, if you have more, sure. Yeah, yeah.
You have to just be perfect, two things and that.
If you can't be perfect, be good.
Right. Try your best. Do the good. Don't be bad. Better. You don't. Everybody's perfect. But you can't be good. Because you know good from bad.
Now I'm going to ask you about foods. What foods do you like to eat?
I like to eat everything.
Like what?
Everything. I eat Chinese, everything. I like soup. I like a good soup. I like rice and peas and coconut, and chicken, curry chicken.
Mm-hmm. Do you make curry chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Hmm.
What do you put in your soup?
Pizza, but we got ribs, you know, potato, peach, yam, yucca, cocoa, you know, and a lot of vegetables, carrots and chocho and things like that. Mm-hmm. Other vegetables and peas.
Mm-hmm.
And I like soup. Mm-hmm. I like cold for soup. Chew. With rice. Those are English big dishes. I don't like too much rice.
Okay.
And spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
But those are Italians. We grew up on yam, yucca, cocoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you refer to that as food also?
Mm-hmm.
Do you refer to that as food?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Ground food.
and I'm bringing my grandchildren left to well to. Then my grandchildren come in from the state that has a nigger food. they want no spaghetti and mashed potatoes and french fries. No, they want strong food, nigger food.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. my grandchildren or grandchildren that lost that diet.
Okay, well now we're almost done. I just want to ask you, do you have any message that you would like to communicate to the younger children of the future?
Younger children of the future, do the best they can. Be honest at all times. Be honest at all times. Think before you leave. And do the best they can at all times.
Now, I'm just going to get some demographic information. You told me that your year of birth was 1916. And the last grade of school that you completed?
Eighth
grade. And what is your profession or job?
Well, when I started work as a cashier.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're a retired cashier.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not retired.
Okay. So when you finished working, what were you doing? What was your last job?
After I got married, I don't work no more.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just pay a children.
Housewife, yeah. Housekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Homemaker. You live in Panama all this time, right? You never moved to the States?
No.
Okay.
I visited the moment I lived in this school.
Okay.
No time. 3 months and you know, I come back home.
Yeah.
But my parents are still here. Mm-hmm. So I just have to go and come.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there any other information you want to include that we have not yet included?
Mm-hmm.
Any other stories or anecdotes you'd like to share with us that we
have not? I have 4 granddaughters, and 2 grandsons. Two graduated and their home right now. The graduate from one from Howard University and one from Kemper. Two graduates. That is from Henderson. They graduated. Yeah. And they got married and everything, so they are on their own.
Excellent. Well, that
one grandson is in the military, right?
Thank you, Ben. If there isn't any other thing you'd like to add, then I just want to thank you for participating in our interview.
Last of all, to you too. Because from my age, I thought I wouldn't remember a lot of things.
Yeah, but you did very good. Anna recommended you to us, and we're very glad I made it over to.
Yeah. My husband deceased when I was 16 years next week. We lived for 48 years and 10 months.
What did your husband do? What did he work at?
Corazon Hospital.
What did he do at the Corazon Hospital?
An attendant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
William H. Meyer.
Corazon Hospital.
It was always a door, and it was also a what do you call it? It was always a Presbyterian Father Joseph.
Father Joseph Credit Union?
Yeah, no, not Father Joseph. Bad room. Foundation member. Of Presbyterian or
so he was a foundation member of the Paraíso Credit Union?
Balboa.
Balboa.
So you know that was the first one that came out. Mm-hmm. Then after the others came after.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, well, thank you. I would like to take a photograph, if you don't mind.
I'm just so ready.
Yes, of course.
I guess you get a lot.
Yeah,
I don't know if Anna gave you as much as I did.
What if you gave me just about a good amount, actually? So let's see, let me get a picture. You want to take another one looking over here? Look towards me? Okay, very nice. Very nice, very nice. I'll show it to you. There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good.
Come on. Yeah. Come on, look at me. Use your hand, me and you wash that me.
You take good without your glasses?
So good.
Oh, look nice.
Yeah. God is good to me.
Very nice. You look very graceful.
I could pull out our day out.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Very
well. Well, years to come, they will have. Someday, tomorrow, they will see on TV.
Fun has great fun.
That's right. Yes, that's the whole point for all of us. But actually, we're doing one activity we're going to do with some students from Episcopal San Cristóbal.
Yes.
Where they're actually going to do some interviews for us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that they also are part of the process
of getting out. Yeah.
The big fat girl, Mara. Not her mother, an old lady.